It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Fairhead.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Concentrated Animal Feeding Operations, or CAFOs, have become a controversial environmental issue in Wisconsin as communities express concerns over the effects of manure pollution in their rivers and lakes.
Wisconsin currently has 370 active or pending CAFOs. Most of those are dairy farms.
New reporting from Investigate Midwest finds that DNR employees tasked with CAFO monitoring and oversight are understaffed as the number of large CAFOs continues to grow. And in 2025, they hit the highest ratio of CAFOs to staff ever at 27 operations for every one employee.
Environmental interest groups are calling into question whether the department is able to properly protect Wisconsin's water resources without enough manpower. John McCracken covered the story for Investigate Midwest. John, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
What are these DNR staffers actually regulating when they are put in charge of monitoring a particular CAFO?
Yeah, so DNR staff are in charge of approving and reviewing permits for these concentrated animal feeding operations. That's going to be making sure they have the correct way to dispose of waste or manure from the operations. They are going to review plans to make sure farms know what to do if they have a leak or a spill. And they're going to also be reviewing new CAFOs or operations that want to become CAFOs and grow larger. And they're doing that all across the state.
And if I understand your reporting correctly, John, they're really focused here on water quality and, you know, is manure making its way into the water. Do I have that about right?
Yes. Yeah. They're focusing on water. These permits don't really focus on like other air quality or things like that. They're specifically focused on water quality as part of the federal Clean Water Act.
Now, in this new reporting, as we mentioned, you looked at, hey, how many of these staffers are versus what they need versus the number of CAFOs. Talk us through what you found.
Definitely. So, In recent years, Wisconsin has just had a continued growth of CAFO permits. And as you had mentioned earlier, we're at 370 active or pending CAFO operations. Majority of those are dairy farms. Right now, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has 13 and a half full-time equivalent field staff in the department. And they aim to have roughly one field staff employee for every 20 permits, and that would be a 1-to-20 ratio. Right now, that ratio is at the highest it's ever been. It's roughly 27 per employee, 27 CAFO permits per employee, and that is as of 2025.
You reached out to various stakeholders. What are the concerns you hear about the impact of this? If there aren't enough of those staffers, what kind of things did you hear about, you know, what that might mean for water quality protection around CAFOs?
I think the biggest concern is if the department is able to act proactively instead of reactively when there is a spill and they're left to do cleanup or sort of work from behind, or if they're, you know, if they have this backlog of actually going through and reviewing permits, or they just feel stretched thin, they're not able to sort of get on top of the things that the department needs to do to continue to protect the state's waterways and natural resources. And that's really the major concern, is that it feels that they could always be kind of playing from behind without the correct staffing levels and without the budget they need in order to get to those, the correct ratio.
And the budget is at the core of this. This is all about the state budget. What has been the back and forth between the DNR trying to staff up and the state budget process?
Yeah, so Governor Evers did request an increase in staff positions and actually an increase in application fees for CAFO permits in the most recent budget cycle. This is something that he's done in the past and has been, you know, environmental groups want this to happen so that way this backlog can be addressed. But those requests from the governor's office were denied when it got to the legislator through the Joint Finance Committee budget deliberations.
John,
and it did not make it into the latest budget.
John, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you so much for your time.
That's John McCracken. He covers industrial agriculture for Investigate Midwest. He joined us for a look at his reporting on the low staffing levels within the part of the DNR that regulates CAFOs, concentrated animal feeding operations. The state DNR sent a statement in response to a request from Wisconsin Today. The DNR said the target staffing ratio would allow problems to be dealt with before enforcement is needed. Quoting from their statement, "As this ratio grows larger or when there are substantial vacancies, the program is more likely to see increases in the permit backlog or the number of enforcement actions. Expired permits could hinder a farm's ability to make changes to current operations, such as building or using a newer manure pit. And they also may not include the most recent environmental regulations." The statement goes on, "When non-compliant items require enforcement actions, this is typically more costly to farms and consumes department staff time, taking away from other permitting and compliance work." Now we'll hear from Midwest Environmental Advocates, a group that's been speaking out about the possible impacts of the staffing shortage for a decade now. Adam Voskal is senior staff attorney at Midwest Environmental Advocates. Adam, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
You've been following this issue for a while now. What are your concerns for water quality if this staffing ratio is out of whack?
Yeah, so John did a really good job of kind of starting to lay it out. I think what I see from the folks that we're representing are both surface water quality issues. You see aggregation of phosphorus and algal blooms in lakes and rivers across the state. And maybe more pressing or more concerning are a lot of the communities that rely on private wells and nitrate contamination or bacteria contamination from a result of untreated waste being spread on fields and it eventually making it into their wells, and then they have to drink it.
Your group petitioned the EPA about CAFOs 2016, about 10 years ago, that included this concern about staffing. Have you seen, what kind of changes have you seen over the course of that decade?
Yeah, so right away in response to that, there was a bit of a push from DNR to reduce the permit backlog. But as John noted, it's the staffing has gotten worse and is at its highest point. Staffing issues have gotten worse and it's at its highest point now. And we're continuing to see as CAFOs are continuing to proliferate across the state and seek permits from the department, that backlog continue to exist, which, as noted, creates concerns over compliance and water quality degradation.
There have been arguments over the years, Adam, that, hey, these larger operations are subject to more stringent manure disposal rules than small dairy farms. They get inspected more closely. You're better off maybe with a CAFO than a bunch of smaller dairy farms that aren't subject to those more stringent restrictions. What are your thoughts on that?
Sure. I think one of the concerns that I have most notably is that these industrial operations are aggregating tens of millions to hundreds of millions of gallons of manure in a single location and then spreading it untreated on fields nearby. And so the risk is just higher. And while there are certainly regulations, those regulations by definition don't prevent discharges to waters of the state. They're merely intended to reduce them. And so when we see this impressive aggregation of waste and with the intent oftentimes of just clearing out lagoons and disposing of it, the threat to communities also increases. And so DNR in 2021, their authority was affirmed by the state Supreme Court that they could include more protective terms in permits. And, we're not seeing that as often as we would like. And I think if we saw additional staffing, additional ability to review permits more thoroughly, we may see those terms come into place, things like groundwater monitoring. But really the concern is the fact that the aggregation of the manure is the problem and is what's causing a lot of the contamination on a massive scale in certain areas of the state.
We've seen story after story, Adam, of local communities, local units of government looking at CAFOs and trying to have more local regulations. What are you seeing at that level?
Yeah, so that really starts around 2015 with some counties in northern Wisconsin, and it's picked up steam in recent years, and in particularly the western portion of the state. And I think that plays really well into the point of the article that we're talking about, which is oftentimes if it seems as though the DNR's regulations aren't sufficient, it puts the onus on communities. And whether that's communities and community groups needing to become subject matter experts and pretty technical scientific data, or that puts the onus on local municipalities and counties to try to pass things to protect themselves. You know, we're seeing it grow, and I think it is a reflection of the realities of the state regulation right now.
How much authority does a local government have here? We've had a lot of different environmental issues where there's a conflict between, you know, the state government overriding local control and pushback and lawsuits often. How much can, if I'm a county, say, how much can I do?
Right. So what you're seeing is a conflict between, or an alleged conflict between, a very specific law called the Livestock Facility Siting Law, and this idea that there is some language in there that is meant to preempt local authority, but that's specific to livestock siting. And so what we're seeing now from other entities, from other counties or municipalities, is a passing of what's called an operations ordinance. It's not meant to address the siting of certain buildings on a property, but is more meant to reflect and regulate the day-to-day operations of these things. It's novel, but it's under the authority of the of local governments to protect the public health and safety and welfare. And so it's a question that still exists out in the universe, but MEA has been supportive of some of the work of local governments in Western Wisconsin in particular.
Adam, thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Adam Boskell, senior staff attorney at Midwest Environmental Advocates. He joins us to talk about the possible impact of understaffing at the DNR for positions tasked with regulating concentrated animal feeding operations. We also heard from John McCracken, reported on this issue for Investigate Midwest. Wisconsin Today reached out to a variety of groups that represent larger dairy farms, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, and the Wisconsin Dairy Cooperative declined to comment on record. Other groups didn't respond. We also didn't receive a response from leaders of the state's Joint Finance Committee.